be calm and not come through the podium this time. I apologize. All right, you guys ready? Good. Yeah, I gotta say that John and Matt and all the guys did an awesome job in the draft, and we're fired up because we got some return potential, and so yes, needless to say, we were all smiles after draft day.
When you're running these practices now, the special teams portion of the practices, how much are you carrying over from what was the template for Dave Tobin, Kansas City, and Philly? How much is your own?
Right, yeah, that's a good question, because now I've combined what I brought from Kansas City with what my assistant Chris Gold learned from his mentor Joe D, and so it's kind of a great way to create this hodgepodge. You pull together all the good ideas that you think are the best of what we know, and we roll from there. So yeah, there's the majority of it is the stuff that I brought from Kansas City, no question. But as I've said many times before, I'm very fortunate to have Chris Gold as my assistant because he brings a lot to the table. So
it's early. What have you seen so far,
McKenzie? Isaiah, I think is so far as advertised. He's had an auspicious start. He's quick. He's fast. He's got great hands. Seems to be smart. Has a good football acumen. So we're fired up about him so far.
What do you think about being reunited with D'Angelo Henderson?
Loved it. Never expected it. Wished for it kind of in the back of my mind, but I figured that, you know, he'd be off the table by then. But and then too, you know, the probability of that happening is slim. So very excited. I'm excited more for him because he has a person in house that he knows and he feels comfortable with. I remember being a rookie and you're going to a faraway place, and so more happy for him and his family and for his opportunity here with us. And I know he's going to bring a lot to the table. Yeah, that's a great question, because a lot of these guys are coming from college and where they were the superstar and they haven't played special teams for 2 or 3 years. Some of them have never played special teams, the four phases. And so we try to, it's all projections really at this point, because you haven't seen anybody in pads yet. You haven't seen anybody strike or play in space like they're going to have to play for us on Sunday. So a lot of it's projection, but we can look at a guy and look at his speed, how he changes direction, how he, you know, how he learns, how he plays in space and all that stuff. So we try to do our best to project, and then we see where the chips fall. And then in training camp is when we can do a lot of really good evaluating. Once we get the pads on and see who's a disruptor, who's a playoff guy, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Love that guy. He's got juice, man, and he's a linear speed guy, whereas Isaiah is more of a sort of a shifty guy, a COD guy. Carlos is your downhill, run behind your pads, run through smoke, as we say, for kickoff returners. I mean, he's got courage. That's the type of kid we like as a kick returner. So very, very excited about Carlos as well, and he runs angry with the ball in his hand, and we love that. Exactly. That's a great comparison. And he's a kid who we think we can line up at gunner too on punt and probably outside and jam gunners. And he's got a lot of qualities, he's got a high ceiling, put it that way. We're fired up about him. Yeah.
BJ was helping your young returners yesterday. What kind of luxury is that to have the head coach back there helping punt?
It's awesome to have a head coach who number one invests in special teams. I mean, he's at all my meetings. He's listening in, and he knows what's going on. I love that. And then he's right there in a practice, getting in the thick of things, and you can hear him. I mean, just his presence there is huge for us, because then that especially to the young guys, the rookies. I mean, they see, okay, man, the head coach is here during special teams practice. Okay, this is saying something. So it's awesome. It's awesome. VJ gets it, and I'm very fortunate to be his special teams coordinator. No question.
Great. Thank you.
Right. Brock, we didn't see Khalif Raymond out there yesterday practicing. Where does he fit in the return game picture?
Khalif has a lot of talent, and in the few games he played in last year, we've evaluated that, and he's a guy who's right in the mix as far as the returners. Unfortunately, as happens a lot in this game, he's out right now because of his hand, but as soon as he gets back, I mean, Khalif's right in the mix, so just got to let time heal it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say this about Brandon. I think he has a pretty good presence in the locker room, whereas, you know, a lot of kickers don't. A lot of kickers they can be sort of loners, so to speak, or whatever, and they're the specialists, and so they're kind of a group apart. But I don't think Brandon is seen that way in our locker room. That's just my gut feeling right now from what I've seen. So I think, you know, him, the idea of him being a captain, I love that about him. I love that he aspires to be that leader. I really do. And I love the fact that he's here and he's on a daily basis. He's grinding. I think guys respect that about him. And he's got a good personality. You know, he's a very gregarious, outgoing guy, and guys like him. So, and he's got confidence. I mean, that's swag. Right? People like that. Right? He's good like that.
When it comes to special teams, to have the kicker and punter spot solidified, does that help? I mean, obviously they get a lot of attention, but does that help to at least have those two spots taken care of?
Yes, it does. There's no question. We're really fortunate to have two guys who are young, talented, big legs, high ceilings. And again, I'll go back to Chris Gold. He did a great job with those guys, kind of molding those guys the past couple of years. So we're very fortunate. That's a huge relief. Now, on that same note, you know, it's the NFL and things change. And, you know, if a guy goes down, we got to have guys, you know, in the bullpen. And so we're constantly evaling guys, obviously. But we're very fortunate right now in the situation that we have here, no question.
Good.
Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to add Casey Kreider, our long snapper, he's done a fine job as well, and he's working his butt off. He's going to be a good player.
Last one, Zach. Coach, what are the key or different characteristics when you look at a punt returner as opposed to a kick returner and vice versa?
Yeah, so a punt returner, number one, catching punts to begin with is very difficult in the NFL, especially because you've got gunners flying down the field. You've got the PP, and they're all very fast, and they're in your face, and it can be a violent phase, you know, because there's so much speed. But to catch a punt, number one, is difficult. To track it, to read it off the punter's foot, to know. You got to know, is it a right-footed punter, is it a left-footed punter, because the ball flies differently. So that's one. And then coaching or learning from a player's perspective, the technique, having independent feet and being able to beat the ball to the spot, and that's before you've even caught it. All right, and then you've got to worry about making these amazing athletes outside miss. And so a punt returner tends to be a little more he has a little more shake to him, a little more lateral movement. And obviously, if you can find the guy who has lateral movement and the home run speed, you've struck gold there. So a kick returner tends to be more of a linear speed guy, like a Carlos Henderson, Cody Latimer type guys who can stick their foot in the ground and get north and south really fast. They have courage to run through smoke, like I mentioned earlier. They tend to weigh a little bit more. I mean, you want your kick returner. I mean, he's running against the coverage, whereas a lot of times the punt returners are running away from it, or it's just different angles between the two phases. But you like those guys to be able to run behind their pads, and they tend to be a little bigger. And so there's a lot of difference. And plus, it's easier to catch a kickoff. It's easier to track one and beat a kickoff to the spot. So there's a lot of stuff. I could go on a lot about this stuff because I'm passionate, unapologetically passionate about it. And
I noticed
the
media auditorium
there's
a new special
teams chart. Yes. So one of the things we do during the season is we keep a running points total on grades. Guys, weekly grades. And so we have a points leader, and we go week to week, and we put that week's points leader, we put his picture right up there front and center so everyone could see it. And so at the end of the year, we tally up the points, and we name a points leader. And it's based on a bunch of different criteria, but it creates intra-squad competition. The guys are fired up. They can't wait to get in on Tuesday and see, or Monday in this case now, to see when, you know, or how many points they made or what place they're in amongst the team. So it's a great way to create inter-squad competition. And then we also keep our rankings within the NFL, our special teams rankings board as well on the right-hand side, so the guys can see where we stand amongst the other 31 teams. So it's good. So, no, during the season they don't, but we're going to go, we'll all go to dinner at the end of the year and we'll celebrate the winner, and it's awesome. It creates that brotherhood, and, you know, special teams is kind of a niche, and so we do everything we can to make it feel as special as it really is.
Do